Good morning. We're thinking of Chayadim Klal Mem Vav, and we're learning Siman Aleph. So Chayadim says the halacha, "Hamavorech hu nota barishana al chamisha." So the one who's going to be leading the benching is the one who washes first. He's preparing himself to bench, so he has the precedence. Al chamisha. That's up to if the participants are up to and including five people. So if there's four people, he's the first. Five people, he's the first. If there's six people, he's not the first. Vimasumu Rabin. If there's a large amount of people there, so the Chayotim is going to say that the when you get to the last five people to wash, he's number one of the last five. The Mavorach, it will be the fifth from the end. So the question is, why isn't the Mavorach the one who washes last and then immediately goes into benching? Especially, which we mentioned this the day before, and that there should not be any time lapse really between washing Mayim Acharonim and benching. Preferably the time lapse should only be what the time it takes to walk. 22 amas is the number that the Gemara gives, which is just a few seconds. So why are we having him not wash appropriately as the last person, but earlier in the process? So the reason that the Gemara gives, and it's brought down in Halacha, is it would give him time to look over the benching, time to prepare. He has to be one who's leading, so he has to review it, either it's written for him or in his mind. He has to review the words of benching. They should say them properly. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to raise the question. Nowadays, so that was relevant when only one person said the words of benching and everybody else just listened. But nowadays, everybody's reading. So how will that play out? And we'll see exactly how that plays out according to the Mishnah Berurah. But meanwhile, so the Chayotim gives us this order, again, which possibly according to what we're going to say, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's not as relevant as it was once upon a time. But the Chayotim is bringing this halacha l'maaseh, which means he's understanding that even nowadays, where in the time of the Chayotim already, the point of Mishnah Berurah is true, that everybody was not being yotze with the mavorach, but rather reading, saying it themselves. He learns that these halachas still apply. And there's two parts to the halacha. So the second part of the halacha, we already said, is that he's number one of the remaining five. But what do we do until we get to that point? How do we do it? So maskilim min hakatan, we start from the youngest person there. And then we wash in order. There's no idea if somebody gets a precedence in Mayim Acharonim. So it would be a little bit insulting to say, you know, I want to honor you. I think your hands are dirty. You should wash first. So that's not an appropriate way of saying it. So therefore, we don't look at the idea of Mayim Acharonim as something that it's an element of COVID. You say, well, you go first type of a thing. So then we have to create some type of a system. Otherwise, we're sort of insulting everybody. So you need to wash your hands first. Your hands are really dirty. So we set up a system. We start from the youngest person there, and we just go in order till we get to the last five. Until we get to only there's five people left who have not washed yet. We go to the person who's the mavorach, and he washes first. So that would be the order, how you decide. So if you have the Piskei Mishnah Berurah version, so he quotes over here in the footnotes. From the Mishnah Berurah, Dasha Bir Halacha, in number two, he says that nowadays that everybody's saying their own. So I understand that we're saying that really the one who's saying the bracha really should be try and wash as close as possible. But on the other hand, we have to give him some time. So we make this compromise, as it were. We say, you know, you'll be the last person, so you have a time to really get out of the eating mode. Focusing on the bracha mode, but you're not last, so you have time to think a little bit before you start to collect your thoughts. But you're pretty close to the end, so it's not a very significant time lapse. Says, but nowadays everybody's benching, so that's very nice. But there's gonna be a very big time lapse. You have a large group there. There's gonna be a very big time lapse from the time the first person washes until they bench, and he's also benching. So he also has his halacha of not making a time lapse if possible. So Mishnah Berurah suggests that nowadays, really, they, instead of putting out only one container of water, they should put out multiple. If there's a large group, they should put out multiple containers. So if it's five or less, we see from Chazal, the Chazal measured that time that it takes for five people to wash is acceptable. But if it's more than that, we should preferably have more than one washing station, put out multiple kalim to wash from, and therefore everybody will be able to wash simultaneously and be within a fairly short time from the time they wash from Rechayim and they actually bench. Okay. Whatever reason, that seems to be except for in the situations of extremely large meals, people don't do that. I myself had forgotten this at this point, and I was not makwid on it, but I think from this point on, we're really not. I'm going to try and work on incorporating this halacha, try to have, if we have a larger group, to have multiple washing sources. Okay, have a good day.